everyone. Thanks for listening in and joining this review and this podcast. One of the goals today is just to remind you and share with you a deeper understanding of how your emotional experience impacts the health of your mind and your body, and then the importance of taking responsibility to find ways to experience more of what you love and the associated emotions that come with that. Now, I want to inspire you to build what I call a positive emotional bank account to support your well-being and performance. I think having a positive bank account of emotions is critical for those two areas, because it's generally accepted that it takes roughly 5 to 7 positive interactions to make up 1 negative interaction. Now, that's obviously debatable depending on what it is that you're experiencing and who you are, but you can probably hear that, wow, that's, that really does tip towards the negative a fair bit more than the positive. And our brains are wired to notice negative things and threats as a means of survival. So we need to be able to maintain emotional harmony, and that is part of why it's so important to balance out the negative with the positive experiences that we can responsibly create ourselves. And then secondly, I'd like to remind you of the ways in which you can improve your relationship with your emotions and how you can regain a sense of emotional control when things get, let's say, messy. Because let's be real for a second. We all face times when things are getting the better of us and we're not interacting with people and circumstances in the way that we would like to. But with great tools in place that we'll be going through and reminding you today, and some deliberate practices, you can really regain a sense of emotional control and minimize the fallout. Now, from working in any performance realm for so long in my career, I've discovered that your ability to deal with pressure and challenge is directly affected by your relationships with your emotions. When you're learning and growing from these less favorable experiences, you're able to create literally leverage to be able to boost your emotional resiliency, whilst being disrupted and distracted by those experiences way less often. So I think we can all, be aware that our emotions really do drive our feelings, which then drives how we think and behave, and therefore impacts the outcomes we achieve in a given day. Now, to get the best out of ourselves, it seems logical that when we're experiencing more positive emotions and feelings, adding to our emotional bank account, we'll think and behave better. And you probably know this from your experiences in life. But what you may not fully understand is there's wonderful science behind how and why things generally will play out in that way. Plainly put, most of the time, it's if you feel good, things go better. If you feel bad, things maybe not so. But of course, there are times there are exceptions to this rule when it comes to performance in particular. Now, I can give you so many examples of many athletes I've worked with that have extremely good performance outcomes after they've been feeling really hard done by, angry, or they're coming back from adversity. Here's the point, though. What I discovered was that they didn't dwell on things. They would give themselves a couple of days or whatever it took to grieve as a result of what they've been through. And then they did this, or they do this amazing thing. They channel what could be a disempowering emotion into hunger and exceptional focus. They're clear on their vision and they understand it's their responsibility, and they're able to leverage their emotions, which then drove them to perform at a high level. So sometimes tough stuff, tough times, tough experiences, if we are able to use tools to leverage them, can be incredibly powerful. So what I'm going to be predominantly referring to here is what's required for long-term fulfillment, increased well-being, and sustainable results. Not a one-off random result driven by a particular emotion and feeling that will eventually break us down.